Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President, for the opportunity to take the floor in this Protocol 5 meeting. At the outset, I would like to express our appreciation to Belarus for presiding over Protocol 5 meetings in 2020 and assured our delegation full support and cooperation. Let me also add that based on your ambassador, on your skills demonstrated as the latest presidency of the Conference of Disarmament concluded its annual report, my delegation is confident that we are in good hands. Let me now use this opportunity to share some synopsis of the Finnish presidency of Protocol 5 last year. During the presidency, Finland focused its efforts on universalization, strengthening the implementation, as well as further discussion on information sharing and victim assistance. Furthering efforts on universalization was one of the Finland's core objectives during its presidency. By sending a universalization letter to relevant states at the beginning of last year, Finland aimed to map out sentiments and challenges related to the universalization. Following the letter, Finland organized bilateral meeting with states that are not parties to the Protocol 5 and also facilitated discussions on universalization between relevant states and organizations. During this discussion, participants were also able to express their concerns connected to the Protocol 5. At the end of the last year, Finland composed an overview of its universalization efforts to the subsequent president of Protocol 5, Belarus, in order to facilitate continuation of efforts on universalization. We welcome Benin joining Protocol 5 in the end of 2019. However, further efforts in order to to achieve universal adherence to Protocol 5. Mr. Chair, let me now say something about the last meeting of the experts. The discussion centered on clearance efforts in urban settings, information sharing, and victim assistance. This meeting highlighted the threat that explosive remnants of war continue to pose to human security, to civilians, clearance staff, humanitarian workers, and basic infrastructure. In addition, sharing information and good practices were recognized as key element for reducing risk related to explosive remnants of war in post-conflict context. In addition, meeting of experts also underlined the increased need for long-lasting victim assistance and the simultaneous decrease in resources challenged to victim assistance. Based on the meeting of experts, as well as bilateral consultations with subsequent president on Protocol 5 Belarus, Finland succeeded reviving a mechanism under Protocol 5 and nominating two new coordinators, a coordinator on clearance and technical assistance and a coordinator on victim assistance. The aim of nominating these coordinators is to further debate and strengthen connections with other arms control conventions and mechanisms. More particularly, by naming a coordinator for victim assistance, we wish to put more focus on the increased need for victim assistance in post-conflict settings. Mr. Chair, during the 13th conference of the high contracting parties to Protocol 5 and CCW, high contracting parties to Protocol 5 approved Finland's suggestions for nominating a coordinator on clearance and technical assistance and a coordinator on victim assistance. We welcome the decision to appoint Pakistan as a coordinator of clearance and technical assistance. As is still pending, Finland encourages all high contracting parties to nominate a coordinator on victim assistance. Thank you, Mr. President. We wish you all the best. Thank you.